Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's cracking? What the fuck is cracking? Here we are, another good Friday. Once again, this is The Matrix Decoded. I'm your humble host. I go by many names. Doesn't really fucking make a difference. What name? If you know, you know. If you don't know, you better fucking ask somebody. I'm on a different time today. I probably don't sound as happy as I usually sound. That would be because I'm really not in the most happiest mood today. So when you spend your time with me, you will realize that I'm just a straight shooter. Sometimes I wear my heart, most of the time I wear it on my sleeves. And some people are ashamed of that, and I'm not. And I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. It's going to be all on my face. And today just happens to be one of those moments. We have them all the time. We have them daily. What the fuck? There's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you're just forced to just deal with bullshit comes with this life. Nevertheless, we are here. Once you commit to something, you do it regardless. Rain, sleet, snow, happy, sad, angry. You just got to show up. And so here we are. I may not be with you long today. It may not be the full time of the show. And, you know, hey, if anyone has a problem with that, then I'm sorry. Why don't you call in or show some more support so we could, you know, have reason to go for more time. You know, a lot of times people can drain the energy right out of you. Maybe that could be the subject matter of today. I had a whole show planned. I did some hard work. I've been doing years of research on the particular subject matter that I had in mind to discuss. I just happened to have had another quote-unquote guru or someone else that was knowledgeable on the subject matter that committed to being a guest on the show today. Naturally, as expected, when it comes to Black people, you can always bank on one or two things. Someone's going to cancel. Someone's not going to show up. If they show up, they're going to show up late. And you name it. And it always fucks up your program. But I don't think I'm going to extend any of those type of invitations again to anyone. If I do, it would have to be by some sort of divine intervention. But I don't like to rely on people because mankind will disappoint you every time. You can have the purest of intentions, the greatest of everything at heart and in mind, and mankind will still disappoint. And the worst part about it is they'll swear by an excuse or some sort of defense of their inadequacy. It's all an excuse. Nevertheless, when you decide to commit to a task or anything, you show up regardless. So, I may not be in the greatest of moods. I'm not the most happiest of persons right now, but that's a humane trait. Yet and still, I remain here with you all to fulfill my duty to speak to the people. It's not an obligation. It's really not a duty either. It's almost like it's a free will thing. For some time, I said, fuck telling people stuff, because all I've tried to do for so many years is offer information that I've did the requisite research on, helpful information that could and would help change a lot of things about people's lives in so many facets. Problem is that if you're not wielding any thing worth material value, or you don't have some sort of certificate on your wall or desk, no one's going to listen to you. They don't care. No one wants to listen to the quote-unquote poor righteous teacher. There's always some sort of agenda for most people or ulterior motives. Most people don't come into anything with clean hands or any form of goodwill. It's always some type of motive or bad intent involved for the most part. So, you know, again, and I guess you can't shed light on enough of commitment. And, you know, that commitment is just not there for some people. When you make up in your, when you commit to something, your word, as I say in Scarface, all I have is my word and my boss, and I don't break neither of them for anyone. So I have to keep my word. I didn't want to do this show today. You know, I wanted to say fuck you all and fuck this and fuck everything else, but life doesn't work that way. You have to show up regardless. So maybe this is a lesson to someone potentially listening or who may go back into the archives and listen to the show. I like to think there's always a lesson or some sort of a teachable moment in everything. So, you know, it's okay to, I really don't like to ask for help. I really don't. Because people will use it as ammunition against you at some point. People will hold your plan and your ideas hostage. So I had a whole subject matter. I had a whole entire show crafted today. I mean, I could still do it on my own, but I was so disgusted at the fact that someone will give you their word that they'll do something. And then you tell them, hey, look, show up early so we can get everything prepared and, you know, ready to go. And here you go, an hour before showtime. Oh, well, I'm not sure what time I'll get there because I have to XYZ, XYZ. And it's like, well, you could have said that earlier and I could have either cut you out the plan altogether or made a different arrangement. But people, and they always wait till the last minute. There's black people for you, right? Without any conscience. Here's the worst part. There's no conscience or concern about your sentiment. What are you losing? What could go wrong in your plans? What could hurt you by this person not keeping their word? So this isn't what the show is about. I'm just giving you all a highlight or backstory into why, one of the reasons why I'm not in the most happiest of moods right now. I'm not expecting anyone to call in. Hell, the vast majority of you are haters anyway. These are things I deal with in my own town. You know, when you stand for something and you're unable to fall for just anything, there aren't many people who will like you. You won't have many friends. A lot of your road will be traveled alone. You will spend a lot of time by yourself. Because many others are just cowards. And they're just not leaders. This is why they always follow. There's the key word, follow what the populace is doing. Whatever the latest song is or trending song everyone is dancing to, you hate this song. You really don't like it. But because you have fear of being the butt of someone's joke if you openly come out and say you don't like this song, what do? You just go along with the populace, and you go along with the charade, lying to yourself and fooling yourself as if you're living your true intention. Many are just not leaders. You like certain foods because the girl that you want to talk to likes a certain food, so you want to convince yourself that you have the same acquired taste and or appetite so you could have something in common with this woman. Maybe we try too hard sometimes. I don't expect anyone to call her. They're all haters. If you're not doing what the vast majority of people living considers to be fun, then they'll just ostracize you from this programmed society. Many are heavily, heavily sedated. And it's so bad that they don't even know that they're walking around on autopilot. I'm just free talking. There's no real subject matter of mine here. Again, I just wanted to show up and go forth anyway, regardless of what I may feel or think. We show up. So, I'll open up the lines for anyone who wants to call in for this short show and leave their comment, opinion on anything. It doesn't have to be anything specific. But I just wanted to open up the phone lines to everyone. So if you want to call in at 515-605-9749. And we can talk about it. I just got quite the intriguing text message from someone I haven't heard from in quite some time. I've actually been thinking about this person a lot. How's that for law of attraction? This life is fairly interesting. Full of ups and downs, highs and lows, pitfalls, and rises. I could actually talk about a number of things. I actually just reached out to Jay Prince today. I saw a video. He made some comments that really struck a couple of chords with me. So I decided to offer my expertise. Whether he takes me up on it or not, it would yet to be determined. But, you know, I just happen to have some information that could help out a lot of people that he's been trying to help out. So if he calls, I'll definitely keep the people updated, those who care. I don't never go into anything expecting anyone to make me the popular person to listen to or support. I don't expect that from anyone. I mean, let's just face it. I'm not the popular choice. And it's only because, it's not because I'm not a nice guy and nice looking, nice dressed. It's not because I'm not about my business. It's not because anything more than I stand for something far greater than the average person does. And I mean it, right? I'm one of the real ones. There's action behind it. I've put so much work out in these streets, in the courtrooms, in general, in life. And, you know, I'm an immovable force. And a lot of people don't like that when you're not, you know, a yes man, like, you know, many others are. I'm not a yes man. I'm not, money doesn't impress me. There are people that feel that that's the only form of status that you could gain is by having money. And it's like, it's so bad. In today's society, like, you could legit be a piece of shit, child molester, rapist, beat women, hurt kids, be a snitch, a faggot, anything you want to be. But as long as you got bread, as long as you got some money, the people will be like, oh, you got bread. We watch Lil Wayne and Baby, two grown men who say they're not openly gay, put their lips on each other. And then, you know, where we come from, that's heavily frowned upon. That's like, that's pretty much gay. I don't even kiss my own son, let alone this guy is putting his mouth on a guy that's not even his biological kid. And you guys wonder why, excuse me, the world is fucked up because you think it's okay. Why? Because, oh, he got money. Just, you know, no one believes in taking a stand for the truth or for real shit anymore. And this is why the streets are filled with a bunch of rats, a bunch of buffoons, a bunch of pill-popping, no-value-having idiots that need to fucking drink codeine and pop pills to go, you know, do some, to go knock something down. This is crazy. You know, so here we are. A world full of imbeciles. All because no one wants to stand for core values and core principles. It's so strange. Very strange. So, anyhow, shout out to, you know, everyone in the Ascended Minds family. And it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do this. I don't even care if anyone comes on here and listens to this thing or not. I could sit here and talk to myself for 20, 40, 60 minutes, however long I decided to do it, you know. Respectfully, fuck you all. The show will go on. It must go on regardless if your hating ass show up to support or not. We gonna do what we gonna do regardless. We gonna keep plugging away. We gonna keep chopping away at this wood until this motherfucking tree falls down. That's the mission. We stand firm. We stand tall like we 8 feet. Elegante. We stand tall like elegante. Too many of you fold. You guys fold, man. Where are the people of our tribe with the values, with the backbone, with the spine, ones that don't, the ones that show up for their people, the ones who want to stand for something meaningful, the ones who actually want to see life and see our tribe back on top in our homeland like we should be. And when I say homeland, I'm not talking about Africa. No, 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 no. That's one thing that disturbs me a great deal when I see or hear black people say stupid shit like, we gotta all go back to Africa. I'm like, motherfucker, you go to Africa. You say back. I've never been there. I'm not African, and I damn sure ain't American. So, what the fuck are you? Some might ask. Well, I'm a sentient being. I'm an aboriginal native of this soil, of this turf. One of the biggest lies ever told in life was that of some transatlantic slave trade. There's a couple things in life that really like baffle me, like why people believe certain things. Such as, and maybe we'll do a show on this, why do people believe that they reside or live on a spinning ball in the middle of nowhere? It makes no sense to me. Why people believe in a fairy tale figure like Jesus Christ makes no sense to me at all. Why any black person this side of the galaxy will believe a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy is the savior of all melanated people. It's just idiotic to me. Why black people stuff their face at the slaughtering of their people every November just mind boggles me. But probably the biggest thing that grinds my gears is why people believe that you could legit put 1,000, 100, 100,000 or more or less, not just black people, any people on any piece of shit, wooden ass boat, chained together, defecating on one another. I'm not even sure how that worked. Did you guys get bathroom breaks? Like, what the fuck? And then you got to ask yourself, how long would it actually take to sail in one of those old ass ships back then from Europe to what they call North America? How long would that take? How many days? How many months? And you think any one person would survive that trip? You're a fucking idiot. So, whoa, where did we come from? Well, we're Aboriginal natives of this soil. We were always here. We never went anywhere. But I guess to continue to control us, old Massa has had these half-truths and these blatant lies told. You know, there has to be a savior for you all could be in dishonor with the creator. When clearly anybody that ever grew up in any Christian church will tell you, well, they have all these statements. Oh, God is a man, he shall not lie. Oh, God is a jealous God. He shares his power with no one. Well, if all these things are true, well, how in the fuck do you have a Jesus Christ? Don't give me that. Oh, I and my father are the one. No man cometh. He's the same. No, that's bullshit. I have a son. We don't have the same name, but I have a son. I also have a biological father. Not a great dad, but still a father, I guess, to someone. Anyway, right? So this guy has, at some point, I was given the same name as this guy. Two separate people. He doesn't even have close to the spirit or spine that I have. He's not a truth teller like me. I'm nothing like this guy. Like, I don't even think we have anything in common. Maybe of the hand-to-hand combat issue or thing. But other than that, I can't remember anything I have in common with this guy. But he is my biological parent, right? We're not the same. So even if the creator had a kid, which he doesn't, do you think he's going to let his kid die for your wretched ass? I know I ain't putting none of my kids to death to save none of you motherfuckers. I don't care if putting my kid on the line means to save all mankind and all black people. I'm not putting my kid to death for you. Are you fucking kidding me? Or we're just going to have to find another way. But you all believe these stories that some fucking Greek guy made up. And I'm not saying the Bible is fake. Because if you listen to any of my shows or blogs before, you'll know that I tell people all the time, the Bible is two books in one. You have a book of facts, and you, on the other hand, have a book of fiction put together. To be honest with you, the New Testament plagiarized the Old Testament. Complete thievery. And, you know, like I said, I was going to go into detail and give you guys all the information. Maybe I will do it again at some juncture, but not today. Sorry to disappoint you all. Oh, look at that. I didn't know Tom Cruise had a stunt double. Looks just like him. Wow. Anyhow, I know that was totally off topic. I looked at something that just popped up. Anyhow, I don't want to blabber or just, you know, be here without anything good to say. I did plan on, you know, teaching you guys something today, but yeah, I know. You got to bear with me till maybe next week. Don't hold it against me, guys. I think I'm going to sign out early. This was a pretty quick show. Glad to be here for you all anyway, because that's the level of commitment. You know, I know we didn't come with the subject matter that we promised today, and that the show is primarily shorter than, you know, what I like to come with. But at least we have gotten past all the technical difficulties and whatnot. And, yeah, we'll be back with you next week, better, bigger, pause, more efficient. We'll have a good show for you all. So, again, I'm assuming if no one wants to call in and question or comment, we're going to end this game.